the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
I just pray for us again before we start. Pray to give thanks for the offerings and pray as we open God's word together. So Lord God, thank you that you're a God who gives us amazing gifts. The most amazing gift of all was the Lord Jesus Christ. And because you give us gifts, we want to give back to you of the things that you've just given us anyway. So Lord, as we've taken up our offering in the boxes now, and other people have given through their bank accounts through the week, Lord, will you use that money well in this place and overseas as we seek to share the story and to live the life. And Lord, as we open your word now, I pray that you'll just be speaking to us through it. I pray that you'll have something for each of us in it. And I pray, Lord, that we will go away from this place richer for having opened it. In Jesus' name, amen. I keep all my notes on a Kindle. And Sarah said to me this morning, what happens if your Kindle breaks? It'll never break. Okay. I'll have to try and remember what I was going to say. It'll be fine. What I'd like us to do this morning is to start by reading God's word. So if you have a green Bible underneath the chair in front of you, would you turn to John chapter 20 for me, please? It's page 1028. I believe, in the church Bibles. Yes, it is. Right, page 1028, and this is the thing that we just watched in the DVD clip. Now, the first 10 verses are the bit about Peter and John running to the tomb. We're actually not going to focus on that this morning. We're going to read verses 11 to 18 together. And if you're able to read, perhaps we can read it out loud together. How about that? Should we go for that? Verses 11 to 18, page 1028. Here we go. Now, Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Brilliant, thank you. So I want to make three points, if I may, from this passage that we have just read together. The first one is reluctant to come up. How are we doing up there? There we go. There we are. There's our first one. The risen Jesus meets us in our confusion. Quite appropriate, I think, for me this morning with my technological problems. The risen Jesus meets us in our confusion. If you're here this morning and it's one of your first times in a church and you just think, frankly, it's a bit weird that all these people are gathered together to celebrate the resurrection of a man who was dead, if you think, just frankly, that is a bit odd, then you're in good company. When Mary went to the tomb that early morning, the last thing she was expecting to see was an empty tomb. Her only problem was, there's a massive great stone in the way. How am I going to get that stone out of the way so I can get in there and embalm, effectively, a corpse? That's what she was thinking. She was not expecting to see a dead body, because she knew that dead bodies don't rise. She knew, and all the other disciples knew, that dead people stay dead. So they were not expecting to encounter the risen Lord Jesus. And when she does, she's just completely bewildered by it. What's going on here? How is it possible that this man is here standing to me, talking to me? He was dead. I just don't get it. So if you are in that situation this morning and you're thinking, I don't get it either, you're in great company. Jesus' best, closest, first disciples, the people who founded the Christian church, didn't get it until he appeared to them. Now, I wouldn't want to discount the possibility of a personal appearance of Jesus to you, but I'll be honest, I think it's unlikely. He will come again, and every eye will see him, but until then, his eyewitnesses have left us a record, haven't they? They've left us a record, and this is what we need to investigate if we're confused by the whole thing. Let me suggest to you a couple of resources that might be quite useful. No, it's not working. Can you advance it for me, please? Thank you. The first one's coming up now. Yep, there it goes. Is a book by a guy called Lee Strobel. He was a journalist who started out as an atheist, and he was so mad that his wife became a Christian that he decided, I'm going to disprove Christianity once and for all. And he started researching it, and yet he ended up believing that the resurrection accounts, and that this book was a true eyewitness account of what had happened. And the next one, if we can have that, please, is a more recent book that came out at the end of the 1990s. This one came out just a couple of years ago. I love this one. It's by a guy who's a cold case homicide detective. That sounds quite exciting, doesn't it? Another atheist who decided to put his investigative skills, professional skills, to use investigating the claims of this book. And again, somebody who came to believe that, yes, Jesus was alive. Yes, what this book says is reliable. The witnesses are credible. So I can recommend those two resources to you. Go down to Bridge Books, get a copy. If you're uncertain, if you're confused, check it out. There is nothing more important in life than this claim that Jesus rose from the dead. If you're uncertain about it, you owe it to yourselves to check it out. Please do that. Can we have the next slide? If you're the kind of person who prefers chatting to reading, then we have a Christianity course. You'd be very welcome to that. The next one starts on the 12th of May. We serve food. The cooks are fantastic. You would love it. Come along, eat, chat. Any questions that you have, ask them. And children, if I can just address the young Belmont kids for a minute, if you've got any questions at all, ever, about God, about Jesus, about the Bible, ask your leaders, ask your parents. Sometimes kids think, oh, I can't ask questions. They'll think, you know, they'll think that I don't trust someone. We trust you to ask us good questions. And believe me, sometimes when you ask us questions, it actually makes us think hard and find out things for ourselves, and that's a good thing. So ask questions. It's never a bad idea to ask questions. The risen Jesus meets us if we're confused. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing, if we can move on, thank you, is that the risen Jesus calls us by name. The risen Jesus calls us by name. Do you remember, perhaps when you were young, getting lost? Do you remember that feeling of being lost? Maybe you were on a beach or in a big shop or just in a crowd somewhere, and there's that panicky moment, that panicky realization that, oh my goodness, nobody's with me and I don't know where I am. You remember that feeling maybe? That's a horrible feeling, isn't it? Horrible feeling. And then maybe your mum, your dad, whoever it is you're with, just calls your name. And oh, isn't that a good feeling? You've been identified, you're loved, you're claimed, you're restored. Well, Mary's in that kind of situation here. The bottom has fallen out of her world. The most important man in her life, the most important person in her life for 2 or 3 years, she's just seen him hanging on a tree. She's seen him being buried in a tomb. The bottom has fallen out of her world. And in her confusion, in her bewilderment, Jesus speaks her name. He says, Mary. And she knows. She knows she's loved. She knows it's going to be okay. She knows her world has been put together again. The Bible tells us that Jesus knows each of us by name. He calls his sheep by name, and his sheep hear him, and his sheep follow him. If you're not sure who you are, if you're not sure what you're doing here in the world, not just in Belmont, allow Jesus to name you. Allow Jesus to call you. He will give you purpose and security and meaning and love and acceptance that will never, ever diminish. That's the second point then of our Easter story. The third point is this. Jesus sends us to share. Mary is so overcome by her risen Lord. Did you notice what she did? She fell at his feet and she just clung to his legs. She wouldn't let him go. She held on to him. She didn't want him to leave her ever again. She's so desperate to cling to him. And what does Jesus say to her? Probably have the next slide, please. He says, don't hold on to me. Don't hold on to me. I've got some other stuff I need to do. Go instead and tell. Go instead and tell. That reminds me of our church mission statement. If we could just have the next one, thank you. As a church, we aim to share the story and to live the life. If we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we've accepted him for ourselves, then let's not hold on to him and keep him to ourselves. Jesus wants us not to hold on to him, but to go and to tell. Share the story, live the life. That's what we're encouraged to do in this Easter story, I think. So there we are. I said it was going to be short, and we have 3 points. So can we just recap? The first one is that the risen Jesus meets us in our confusion. If you're here today and you just think this whole Christianity stuff is bonkers, give it a chance. Bless you for being here. Give it a chance. Check it out and see if you can have somebody help you make sense of your confusion. If you do, it'll be the best thing you ever do with your life, I promise you. Second point we made was that the risen Jesus calls us by name. If you're feeling battered and bruised by the stuff that's going on in your life, you don't have a problem believing the stuff about Jesus, you just have a problem with living. If that's you, hear the Lord Jesus Christ speak your name, your personal name this morning as he brings you his grace and his peace and his love this Easter time. He loves you and he won't ever let you go. And the third point we made was the risen Jesus sends us to share. If we are getting on fine in our Christian faith and we're loving the closeness that we're having with the Lord Jesus Christ, then let's just not keep it to ourselves. Let's take it out. Let's share it. Let's tell others. Let's be Easter people. Let's be his ambassadors in our world. Amen.